Monday, and the morning to boot. What a combination. Just fine with me. This is what's on your mind, and I want to know what is on your mind. Simple as a phone call. 855-200-1776 is our toll-free telephone number. We have a winter weather advisory for areas around Fargo until 9 this morning, and it's a little slick around town. We have a travel advisory that's now been lifted for Highway 85 between Watford City and Williston. So we'll update you on all of that as we go throughout the day. We have the weather, which looks rather nice, I must say. Rather nice. I'm looking forward to just a little bit of reprieve on this President's Day from the ridiculous cold we've had. Actually, it'll be near 35 today in Fargo and near 36 in Tioga. Breezier in the oil patch, gusts as high as 25 miles an hour, and a little windy in Fargo as well. But not too bad. Not too bad at all. Anyway, Mark the Freedom Poet is here, the host of the Common Sense Club from 2 until 5 every weekday afternoon on AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 KTGO. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Did you have a nice weekend?
Well, it was. I perused about presidential facts and trivia.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
I imagine you did because you are excited for today's President's Day, aren't you?
Well, I'm interested. I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, guests on the program today will include Liz Bossert Matheson a little later on this hour. She's the youngest daughter of the iconic Marv Bossert, who we lost in 2013. And she's going to tell us a little bit about the new Marv Bossert Foundation for Parkinson's and Caregiver Support.
Had her on the show.
You've already had her on your show.
Yep, she did great.
Yeah. So looking forward to chat with her. Brian Kalk will be here. Brian is a Public Service Commission member next hour. And we're going to talk a little bit about pipeline safety and how the Public Service Commission may expand oversight of pipelines in the future because the federal government is horrible at it. Like they're horrible at so many things. And also Dave Glad, who's the chief of the Environmental Health Section at the North Dakota Department of Health, on both the status of the pipeline spill cleanup north of Tioga on the Jensen Farm, as well as the cleanup of the spill around the Castleton train derailment. Trent Luce will be here. Now, Trent is a sixth-generation rancher. Think of that, huh?
Wow.
Isn't that pretty cool? Sixth-generation rancher. And he's actually...
Where from?
He's based in central Nebraska. And he hosts a program called Rural Route Radio Show and Loose Tales. And he's going to talk about the country of origin labeling debate. I heard him one day, they run his program on K-Fire over the noon hour, and he talked about pigs feeling pain and how ridiculous it was because there were some, and I forget, we'll ask him about it today on the program, but it basically he said, I'm never buying pork from these people again because they actually are going to start treating pigs different because of supposedly pigs feeling pain. You know, I mean, it is really ridiculous. And it reminds me of little commentary I made last week when I saw something about the Humane Society. And I like the Humane Society. They do good work. Four of our five dogs are rescue dogs. I'm a dog lover. We have five in our house, right? But sometimes when we're putting spotted owls and the rescue of pets on a higher food chain than we do human beings, you know, something's really wrong with this picture. So anyway, we'll talk with Trent about that and a few other ag subjects today on the program. Do you know what is on my mind today, Mark?
Well, I'm not sure.
What is on my mind is the fact that Maria and I and Hannah and Haley, Alex had a little schoolwork to do, along with Steve and Tracy Hallstrom and their son Aaron and daughter Natalie, went to see a fabulous concert at the Fargo Dome last night with this guy. You recognize this music? This is one of many songs we heard last night. Happens to be one of my favorites.
Some days life feels perfect. Other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing. We can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life.
Speak life. Toby Mac. Amazing talent.
Terrific.
Unbelievable. And he was there last night along with Matthew West and Mandisa and Matt Maher and Capital Kings and one other fellow I forget now. It was just an amazing concert. Absolutely amazing. We left there about 10:30 last night. And at the end of the concert, so the Hammonds and the Hallstroms were seated together. Steve, of course, hosts our Steve Sports Saturday and a great sportscaster that I work together at WDAY with, right? And so, Steve does a show on Saturdays 9 to 11 on AM 1100 The Flag that we hear, along with Dustin Moore. And I look over towards the end of the Toby Mac portion of the concert, and there's somebody with headsets talking to Steve. And he says, I know something's going on, but I can't figure out what, right? And Steve says, they want the kids to go on stage. So I said, let's go. So Steve and I take all the kids. His daughter Natalie didn't want to go. But everybody else went up, and they took them right on stage, on stage with all of the performers.
Wow.
So Steve and I were down like a couple of groupies right in front of the all the action, and the kids were up there on stage. It was really cool. A lot of fun. And it was just a fabulous concert. I mean, fabulous. I just... so I'll be playing lots of bumper music today from all the wonderful acts that were there last night. It was really good. Really, really good. What else was good this weekend? The Olympics. How about TJ Oshie, Pride of Warroad, Minnesota?
That's right.
Was that not something?
What, hat tricks.
And the shootout and...
Yeah. Beat Russia. You know, think this thing in building up for 34 years in Russia. It was just great.
What is the deal with NBC, though? I'm not impressed with their coverage.
Not at all.
And then they
their timing of stuff. That should have been featured. I mean, it wasn't even prominent.
No, it wasn't. By the way, they turned the game off.
Right.
So, I mean, the game wasn't over, and the game ends on MSNBC. It's like, what are you thinking? In fact, Maria went quickly to watch the shootout online. When she first got there were zero views. She was the first. By the time she was done watching it was 17,000, and now there's, of course, hundreds of thousands of views on it, if not more. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. You know, it really was a really neat thing. And what I most appreciate about TJ Oshie is, did you see any of the interviews with him or anything?
I didn't.
You know, they talked about him being a hero because they're saying this is the biggest game really since, you know, the famous 1980.
80, right.
Russian game. And you know, here's the pride of Warroad, Minnesota, and a former Fighting Sioux hockey player and everything else. So they start talking about him being a hero. And you know what he said? Heroes wear camouflage. Heroes wear camouflage. I'm not a hero. Isn't that cool?
That's right.
Yeah. Really, really neat.
True heroics don't come from any sense of show, sense of a duty and doing your best. And
exactly
just
right.
Happens in spite of living up to your heart.
Couple things in the news we're going to watch today and talk a little bit about. The rent in North Dakota, especially in the oil patch, specifically in the city of Williston, according to one of these surveys, says it's actually higher in Williston than it is in New York and L.A. for an apartment.
Wow.
Now, that just says something about our economy and obviously the law of supply and demand. It has some people saying, now we need rent controls. Let's get. I don't agree, but we're going to talk a little bit about that. Story over the weekend about... how many North Dakota doctors, well, I shouldn't say many, but more than you'd like, many is a relative term, but, you know, basically doctors that misuse alcohol or drugs are allowed to continue practicing in North Dakota. Now, two things I need to know about. Many, define that for me, and also misuse alcohol and drugs, right? In other words, alcoholism is a disease. You know, drug addiction is an addiction. So if a doctor has great talents but happens to fall to one of these diseases, get him help, and that's fine, right? But if we're talking about, okay, they haven't taken treatment or they don't care and they're still practicing, I have a problem with that. It's one of those stories where you just go, you know, I need to know more about this. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
It's got huge gaps in it.
It does.
Another thing, in New York and in L.A., they have enormous, the most expensive apartments on earth in some parts of town, and then they got hovels in other parts of town.
Yes.
I mean, where do you go? Do you go on Fifth Avenue, or do you go to Pasadena? You know, that to me, how in the can you possibly compare Williston to New York and L.A. It doesn't make any sense.
No, and as usual, you got to sift through these and get some more details here. So, anyway, we'll do that today on the program as well. There's one other one that wasn't on the list. What were we going to talk about again? Chris, you remember Mark?
All I know is that Kerry says that the climate change is the world's most fearsome weapon of mass destruction.
He's a crazy man. He's a total crazy man, isn't he?
Only God knows what the weather's going to do.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, we'll take a short break and come back with more. We'll hit some news headlines, a little more detail on each of these stories when we come back on the program we call What's on Your Mind, Bob of the Hour, and we'll chat about a great cause next.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefall on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Teddy Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you.
Nothing like a concert like last night to fill your bucket. And it was another dandy. That's Matt Maher there. He was part of the March for Life festivities, performing on the Mall this year. And he's very good. I saw our pal Father Charles LaCroix there last night, Mark. And in true Father LaCroix fashion, he had his Detroit Lions hat on. He had his collar on, of course. You know, so you could identify him as a priest. And over that, he had a T-shirt. It was a camouflage T-shirt, and it said on the front of it, Jesus Freak. And he was just having a blast. He loves Toby Mac, and a bunch of the kids were there from the John Paul II schools. It was a lot of fun. So we'll be playing a few highlights from Toby Mac and Mendesa and Matt Maher and Matthew West and all the others that were there last night. It was a great concert. Good time. All right, as I mentioned, we want to tell you about a fabulous cause, and Liz Bossert Matheson is here, and they have put together a fabulous a new entity called the Marvin D. Bossert Foundation for Parkinson's and Caregiver Support. Liz, nice to see you. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you. Thank you, Scott, for having me.
Let's talk for folks that don't know, that didn't know your dad. I worked at WDAY for 8 years, starting in 01, and your dad retired 2000, was it?
Yes.
Yeah. So just before I got there, and he still was around the building a little bit at the very beginning. But this man was iconic when it comes to, you know, he'd be like the equivalent of Walter Cronkite for, you know, folks in the Red River Valley. Just an incredible broadcaster. And, you know, folks, you know, they have a personal relationship with the people they watch on TV. So his talents were well known to many. But, you know, what was amazing is how kind of a man he was. You know, I mean, I really want folks, before we talk about this organization you're doing, just to know a little bit about the kindness of your dad. Talk about him a little bit.
He was very humble in the fact that, you know, he was all about teaching journalism and teaching it right, doing it right. And he was very proud of that. And but his sense of humor, you know, he could laugh at himself. I mean, he was very clumsy, so he oftentimes would laugh at himself. And I think that made him more, you know, for people like not this big, thinking he's something, you know, big or whatever. And so, and he was involved with, he would MC different organizations and their fundraisers. And he was one of his loves was the Daily Bread program. And so he was on the advisory board for many years there, and that was really near and dear to his heart, as well as the Sisters of the Presentation.
Yeah, really just amazing. A lot of charitable work. And then that you mentioned the education piece. I mean, he spent a lot of years at the MSUM teaching future journalists, didn't he?
He did. His schedule was very crazy for well over 30 years, where he would get up and teach from 8 to 11, and he always walked every single day, you know, winter or summer, and then he would go to the station. So he was literally gone from 8 to 11.
How long did he have Parkinson's? When did you find out about that?
He was diagnosed in 2001, so it's exactly a year after he was after he retired. And so he had it for 12 years.
And talk a little bit about the disease and what you saw as a family.
Well, you know, it's a neurodegenerative movement disorder, and so we started noticing his pinky shaking, and so he went in, and then he was diagnosed that way. And then it's a slow progression. So slowly he developed movement problems, walking, his voice, things like that. And so then toward the end of his life, so probably the last 3 years, he started turning more into dementia. That was added to it. So
That's not a symptom or a condition of Parkinson's.
It can be.
Oh, can it really?
Oh, you bet.
I see. So
So basically, he had Parkinson's with dementia.
Wow.
Kind of the diagnosis there.
Started as Parkinson's and then eventually into dementia.
It did.
Yeah. Oh, that's tough.
So that was the hardest part to watch.
Yeah, no kidding.
Sure. Because we lost him.
Yeah, and that was about when then?
Oh, gosh, I want to say 2009-10 it started.
Got it.
And then he was, we had to put him into an assisted living facility in 2011.
Just 10 years after his retirement. Not supposed to be that way. Supposed to have all those years of time to put your feet up a little bit and enjoy the kids and grandkids. Yeah. So you have started this cause. Tell us a little bit about what you hope to do with the Marvin D. Bossert Foundation for Parkinson's and Caregiver Support.
Well, what we hope to do is raise awareness for the Parkinson's disease and help people locally with programs that will help people with their daily living. For instance, there's a great program that we found in town called Heart Springs. And, you know, she has everything from a support group to a choir to she's running a study on a program for autistic kids that she turned into Parkinson's, and really they've found a lot of success with that. Kind of suppresses those symptoms for a while, helps them with their daily living so they're not falling, you know, they have better balance, things like that. There's specialized walkers that Parkinson's people have, and my dad had it, and it helps them take big steps, like has a laser beam. So we're hoping to be able to provide that sort of thing also to people who maybe don't have access to one, because it's not, they're very expensive. So supporting programs that help people, maybe even, you know, it's so new that, you know, who knows what it will turn into, but there's a lot of people in North Dakota that have Parkinson's disease, and a neurologist locally told me it was number one in the country for Parkinson's. So
I wonder why that is. You just never wonder. What, you know, those are just amazing things. My wife is an occupational therapist, so she works with a lot of Parkinson's patients, and she's very fired up about a new program called Big and Loud. Have you heard about that?
Yes, Stanford's Big and Loud program. My dad did that, and they did a story on it, and that really did help him. He would do his voice exercises at home to keep his voice strong, and made big signs, you know, talk loud, walk big. Yeah. So it's a great program.
Yeah, she's done some special training on it, just loves it, really loves it a lot, and it helps. So it's neat to have a support network like this, and obviously with the dollars you'll raise here, you'll have a chance to do that for more people, right?
Yeah, it's really exciting. Giving Hearts Day was awesome.
How'd that go?
It went great. We raised over $14,000. And
first year.
Yeah, it was just amazing. I was in tears many parts of the day watching it.
And the Dakota Medical Foundation is matching as well to get your foundation off the ground, right?
They are. They've been extremely supportive for us.
Sounds good. So how do people find out more and how do they help?
I set up a small website, www.marvinbossertfund.org. It tells a little bit of the story about him and his disease. And then there is an area where you can donate. It goes directly to the DMF site, Dakota Medical site. It's connected. Or you can go to impactgiveback.org and find the list of the foundation there listed.
MarvinBossertFund.org. MarvinBossertFund.org. Marv was an icon, really anchored the evening news at WDAY for 42 years, most familiar voice in the history of the Red River Valley broadcast region, and 10 years of suffering, Parkinson's, and caregiver support. One way to help others that suffered from this awful disease is to help this great cause. Thanks, Liz.
Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate you stopping by and chatting again a little bit about it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind straight ahead. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Wintertime is a great time to visit one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Great deal, $75 for any room, any night, Monday through Thursday. Add a couple hours snowmobile rental, it's only $99 a night. You can't beat a deal like that. And don't forget the spa. Here's Teresa, the manager of the Copper Door Aveda Spa. It's fabulous, isn't it, Teresa?
Yes, we're at Aveda Concept Spa. It's just, at this time of year, too, with that spa, what a place to be. We have beautiful massages, manicure, pedicures, facials, and body wraps. And we have a beautiful little relaxation room. You can come in early, stay late, have a cup of tea, and enjoy that spa.
And, folks, if you go online, you can book any of the services they have at Chase on the Lake. So, talk about gift cards.
Gift card is perfect for the spa. What's a better gift than a massage?
Chase on the Lake gift card. Complete with the spa and the stay of the works, ChaseOnTheLake.com to reserve that or call them at 888-CHASE-06. Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Hello, my name is Regret. I'm pretty sure we have met. Every single day of your life, I'm the whisper inside that won't let you forget. Hello, my name is Defeat. I know you recognize me. Just when you think you can win, I'll drag you right back down again till you've lost all belief. Oh, these are the voices. Oh, these are the lies.
That's Matthew West. Hello, my name is.
And I have.
He has a really neat. He has a really neat effort on his website.
Hello, my name is.
Where he's asking people to tell their story. And a lot of his music is actually from individual stories. So it's pretty cool. You know, I really appreciate this kind of effort that's going on with this the Christian music scene, because it's, you know, it's not like your old time gospel hour where it's your, this is not your parents' gospel music. You know what I mean, Mark? It's
no,
it's hip, it's fun, it's contemporary, but it's not, it's stuff you can take your kids to. It's not trash.
Well, this is the whole anchor of my idea of the Patrick Henry nightclubs and restaurants is alcohol free, family friendly. You've got all these great Christian musicians all over the country just knocking a home run on Sundays and maybe Wednesday night, and they won't work nightclubs and won't work in an alcohol environment. This, and you know how good you felt.
There's
my daughter and son-in-law and my other, they do this kind of music. They do it, you know, every morning, just the praise and worship, exhilarating, powerful stuff.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
And I'd like to have it, you know, six nights a week available for whole family somewhere. Patrick Henry idea.
Yeah, really, I love your idea. It's a good one. It really is. That's what, I think those kind of things help you feel like you're not howling at the moon for no reason and getting nothing done. You know what I mean?
Right.
Another example is Rick Santorum in a movie company. I mean, nobody thought Rick Santorum, what in the world? He's a politician. He ran for president. What's he doing running a movie company? He's trying to fix the culture.
That's right.
You know, he's trying to say, hey, let's give people choices when they go watch a movie, you know?
These songs solve problems eternally, but they're real.
By the way, have you read your email yet?
My email?
Yeah, you know, Sarah Palin's people are talking about coming to your Freedom Fest on March 15th, just so you know. Come on.
I haven't read my email
yet. I forwarded it to you over the weekend.
Oh.
So it's not a done deal yet, but I mean, they want to talk about it. They want a little conference call.
Oh.
The date is available. So.
The date is available for Sarah.
Yes, exactly right. It's not for Michelle Bachmann. We tried for Michelle. She will come, but she's not going to make it March 15th. But Sarah Palin and Rick Santorum are in the mix. They've been invited, and they are considering it. So maybe our listeners want to, you know, tuck in a little prayer about that. And of course, you already got an incredible lineup.
It's got two United States Senate candidates. Oh, Cindy Pugh agreed over the weekend, called up and talked for an hour.
Great Minnesota Tea Party leader, so it should be lots of fun.
She's been asked to speak at the Tea Party Patriots in Washington.
So I hope folks have that. It's the mother of all Freedom Club meetings on the 15th of March at the venue. So mark your calendars. There may be some surrounding events Friday and Sunday that weekend as well, so mark it down. I should get this winter weather advisory in detail here because it goes for another half hour yet today. Periods of snow is continuing, could be heavy at times. Visibility is down to a half mile and falling snow. Where did the snow come from? While we were sleeping, I guess it was snowing like crazy, right?
Yeah.
Snow accumulations of 1 to 2 inches expected. Blowing snow and snow visibilities due to a combination of falling and blowing snow means you should use caution when you are traveling, especially in open areas. Use your four-way flashers once visibility is reduced. Hazardous weather outlook as well. For portions of eastern North Dakota, west central, and northwest Minnesota. The winter weather advisory is for western Polk, Norman, Clay, Kitson, West Marshall, Wilkin, Pembina, Eastern Walsh, Grand Forks Trail, Cass, Richland counties, including Crookston, East Grand Forks, Halstead, Moorhead, Hallock, Warren, Breckenridge, Cavalier, Grand Forks, Grafton, Mayville, Fargo, and Wahpeton. The hazardous weather outlook is for portions of eastern North Dakota, west central, and northwest Minnesota. And many of those same areas today and tonight. Light to moderate snow moving from west to east this morning across eastern North Dakota and northwest and west central Minnesota. An additional 1 to 3 inches of snow possible. South winds from 10 to 15. Visibility reduced to a half mile at times in heavier snow bands. That's today and tonight. And then tomorrow through Sunday, the next chance for light snow will be Wednesday afternoon and evening, mainly across the Northern Valley into portions of northwest Minnesota. So that's the latest there. All right, now let's talk about bad medicine. Here's a story that it was in the forum on Saturday, and it's by Sherry Richards. An oral surgeon tested positive for methamphetamine. An on-call pediatrician arrived to work with a blood alcohol level of 0.296.
Oh.
A urologist consumed alcohol while on call, urinated in public, and then was arrested. All are North Dakota licensed physicians disciplined by the State Board of Medical Examiners in 2013. In each case, the doctor's license was suspended for 1 year, but the suspension won't be served as long as he or she completes required evaluations and treatment. A review of discipline orders issued by the State Board found several cases where doctors who misuse alcohol or drugs are allowed to continue practicing medicine. It's a slightly more common practice as drug and alcohol screenings become more sophisticated, said Duane Hodick, Executive Secretary of the State Board of Medical Examiners. We allow those otherwise competent physicians to return to practice. They're offering skills that are good for the public, but only if they can do it with the assurance they're dealing with a drug or alcohol issue and certainly not using. Many state medical boards use unenforced or stayed suspensions when they deal with physicians who struggle with abuse. Substance abuse issues. These doctors typically enter a physician health program, a combination of treatment and monitoring over several years. A legislative change this year will move North Dakota's physician health program out from under the State Board of Medical Examiners to a newly created nonprofit organization. The hope is family, friends, or colleagues of the doctors themselves will feel more comfortable reporting concerns about substance abuse earlier before it crosses a line where discipline is necessary. We tend to see them once they've already gone too far. Critics, however, worry unenforced suspensions and treatment programs not tied to a disciplining entity create additional risk for patient safety. The founder of a group called Public Citizen Health Research Group in D.C. said it's a bit like playing roulette. With the best of intentions of a rehab program, such a person is more likely to go back to drugs or alcohol than someone without a problem. The question is there going to be a patient around when that happens? North Dakota Board of Medical Examiners licenses more than 3,600 physicians, 1,700 in state, 1,900 live out of the state but treat patients in North Dakota. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think that's very, very dangerous stuff. Imagine having somebody doing surgery on you and they're completely stoned.
I know. I think it's a proper worry. What do you think, folks? We want to know what you think. Call us at 855-200-1776, 855 800-200-1776. You can press 1 to leave a message. You can press 2 to talk to us live. Tell me a little bit about sports and the Olympics of the weekend, would you, Mark?
All right. Well, the hockey thing. Holy cow. You know, we've been having a build-up to that rematch way since 1980. And Putin made a great big deal about Russia, Mother Russia, $50, $60 billion spent in Sochi. And the amazing U.S. team thrown together, a bunch of great people, you know, Zach Parise from the Wild, Minneapolis, and, of course, T.J. Oshie. They play to a tie, a 2-2 tie, and go to overtime to shootout. And T.J. Oshie from World just bangs away, makes all the shots, enough to win in the 10-round shootout. Just an incredible thing, and a great thrill. This United States hockey team looks great. They're not underdogs anymore. They're actually expected to be in the top one or two. Tremendous sight. One of the saddest things was this great Lindsay Jacobellis. Just fantastic. She's dominated her snowboard sport for a decade. Came to the Olympics for the third time in search of gold. She gave away once and lost in one of those so-called racing deals the other time. She was far ahead. I mean, way ahead. Several hills ahead, like two or three hills ahead of the next closest rider, coming right down to the second to the last turn on the course, flew over the jump too fast. I mean, she had many, many, many scores of yards, lost her balance and skidded onto her back. Soon she trudged down the hill, snowboard in hand. Ugh, that's how the wheel turns. It happened, just happened not to work. Anyway, she's now has sixth, seventh, fifth, and seventh place. And she, I mean, totally dominated the sport, and she's gone. But the most exuberant, thrilling, crazed, happy was Eva Samkova, who won the gold medal, the first podium finish in the Olympics by a Czech snowboarder. She screamed, ran, threw her board, kept on screaming hysterically. The unbridled joy was way, way fun, absolutely thrilling, and very, very amazing episode. The Olympics, it doesn't look like the U.S. is going to win as many medals as they did the last time, but they have a chance to win the most medals. They're in second place. U.S. ice champs, for the first time, we might have an ice dancing championship. Just an exuberant, happy, positive-looking couple, Meryl Davis and Charlie White, scintillating, dazzling, sparkling, fun. And then it looks like there's some hope in bobsled. Pretty wild-looking bobsledding going on. Do you know how you steer a bobsled? How do you think that happens? Well, they have ropes tied to the blade runners like you do on your old flyer. You know, you'd sit back on your old flyer, and you could either push one way or the other with your feet, or you could pull ropes onto the thing. Well, that's what they do. Americans Stephen Holcomb and brakeman Steve Langdon were in third place. Two more runs left. They just look great, powerful and fast. Of course, we love the Jamaicans. So ironic, that little island country. But great athletes. They aren't in the mix for the finals, but a fun group. Well, we're going to be back with more What's on Your Mind preview and just a few minutes. Thank you for listening today.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Mac, you know, T-Mac.
Got so much on your mind, nothing's really going right. Looking for a ray of hope.
This is Mandisa. I like Mandisa. She was awesome.
Whatever it is you may be going through.
Whatever it is you're going through. He's not going to let it get the best of you. Because you're an overcomer. Because God is holding you right now. How about that? Fantastic concert last night. Toby Mac, Mandisa, Matthew West, Matt Maher. Oh my gosh, it was just so good. You can't even believe it.
We got to have that kind of music every night, Scott.
Yeah.
I want to have it. Just, you just got me totally pumped up on my mega dream, you know.
There you go. Exactly right. It's hard not to be pumped up today after a concert like that that fills your soul. And USA Hockey, big win over Russia. Thanks to TJ Oshie. Unbelievable. The Sochi Olympics. So definitely that's a highlight. The low light is this Bodie Miller interview. Did you see this?
No.
Bodie Miller is a skier, and he lost his brother. And the reporter, for some reason, evidently wanted to drain every last tear out of this poor kid because they just kept badgering him about this. It was unbelievable. And I'm unimpressed with NBC's coverage.
No, and here he was. He's the oldest skier to get an Olympic medal. I mean, he's been doing this for four Olympics. And Bodie, I think he got bronze. And most people didn't think it was possible that a man 35 or 6 could do that against those kids.
So after winning bronze in the men's Super G, Bodie Miller gives a post-race interview to some bonehead from NBC by the name of Christian Cooper. And she asked him about his brother. And, of course, he passed away suddenly last year. He struggled through an answer, as you would empathize with the poor guy. She asked him again. He breaks down, and there's a cheek going down his cheek. She asked him again. You know, so, I mean, okay, you see a tear going down the street, the cheek. Maybe it's time to, you know, cut it off. Listen to this. Here's some low light.
Bodie, such an extraordinary accomplishment at your age after a turbulent year, coming back from knee surgery to get this medal today. Put it in perspective for us. How much does it mean to you?
I mean, it's incredible. You know, I always feel like I'm capable of winning medals, but as you've seen this Olympics, it's not that easy. You know, to be on the podium, it was a really big day for me, and I kind of emotionally I had a lot riding on it. And I'm really, even though I didn't really ski my best, a lot of mistakes, I'm just super, super happy.
And Bodie, for a guy who said the medals don't really matter, they aren't the thing, you've amassed quite a collection. What does this one mean to you in terms of all the others?
This was a little different. I think, you know, my brother passing away, I really wanted to come back here and race, you know, the way he sends it. So this was a little different.
Bodie, you're showing so much emotion down here. What's going through your mind?
I mean, a lot, obviously. Just a long struggle coming in here and just a tough year. And
I know you wanted to be here with Chile, really experiencing these games. And how much does it mean to you to come up with a great performance for him? And was it for him?
I mean, I don't know if it's really for him, but I wanted to come here and I don't know, I guess make myself proud, but...
When you're looking up in the sky at the start, we see you there, and it just looks like you're talking to somebody. What's going on there?
Are you joking me?
International TV doing this to him again and again, hitting him again and again.
When's enough already?
The loss of his brother Chile to a seizure last April.
They cut the interview off at that point, obviously. I mean, what a joke. Thankfully, there's some backlash against this woman. She's a former downhill skier herself. Evidently, he's defending her on Twitter over this, but she's been called out for what's perceived as a callous interrogation of Miller. Too much, too far. And she basically was asking the same thing every time.
Right.
You know, I mean, enough already, for crying out loud. I don't get it.
And he was obviously faltering. My gosh, you know.
Who's your favorite president?
Lincoln.
Me too.
I think the best was Washington. Lincoln would agree with me. But my favorite, he just loved everybody. And he had the biggest heart in the history of mankind since the saints themselves.
Who's your favorite president and why? Question we'll be asking today at 855-200-1776. Going to post it on Facebook today, too. Modern day for me is Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
But of all time, Abe Lincoln, without question. Go see the movie.
You've got to see it, folks.
Did you and I see it about a year ago?
Yeah, exactly, on President's Day.
We saw it on President's Day in a blizzard.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to speak up in Grand Forks and couldn't get there till the next day.
Got canceled because of the weather. Anyway, that and other issues will be tackled as we go throughout the day. Again, some rough weather out there until the snow blows through, so the winter weather advisory is in effect. Right now, looks like a 20% chance of snow. Mostly sunny later, though, in Fargo, high near 35. Tonight, cloudy, about 25. Tomorrow, sunny, 36. Wednesday, cloudy, and partly sunny, about 35. Oil patch today on Washington's birthday, 36 for a high today. 20 tonight, 31 tomorrow. Wednesday, about 35 degrees. All right, folks. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.